This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechishanu nyamavhuvhu 19, 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 909 AM pa 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvinoi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vokundikana kuenda kuGhana sezvanga zvakatarisirwa. Varayiridzi veRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vanga vachiratidzira kwaMurehwa vosungwa nekuendeswa kuDare. Muri yemurwiri wekodzero dzevanhu vaitaidza mara ivendesa tsamba yenyunyuto kuUNICEF iyo yakashora muri ichiti inoshandisa vana vadiki mukuratidzira. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanonzi havana kuenda kuGhana sezvanga zvakatarisirwa. Kusaenda kwavaMugabe uku kuri kuuya kunyange hazvo Ghana yanga yatoisa mifananidzo muguta rose reAccra ichiti vaMugabe vari kushanya. Izvi zvinonzi zvapa kuti vamwe vafungidzire kuti vaMugabe havasi kunzwa zvakanaka. Asi munyori mukuru mubazi rezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika vaJoy Bima vaudza Studio 7 kuti vaMugabe havana kuenda kuGhana nenyaya yekuti vane dzimwe nzendo dzavari kufanira kuenda. Vati vaMugabe vari kutarisirwa kuenda kumusangano weTokyo 6th International Conference on Africa Development kana kuti TICAD uri kuitirwa kuNairobi kuKenya. Musangano uyu uri kuitwa kubva musi wa27 kusvika 28 mwedzi uno. Vabima vatiwo vaMugabe vane dzimwe nzendo kuSwaziland kumusangano weSADC Summit uye musangano weUnited Nations General Assembly uri kuitwa kuNew York muna Gunyana. VaMugabe vanga vachitariswa kusvika muGhana nemusi wechitatu nenguva dza 4 p.m. kana kuti nguva dza 4 masikati murwendo rwemazuva mana. Mutungamiri weGhana vaJohn Mahama vanga vachitariswa kupa vaMugabe chiremera cheMillennium Lifetime Achievement Award nebasa ravakabata muhondo yechimurenga muZimbabwe. Asi vabima vanoti vanhu vekuGhana vave kuzouya kuZimbabwe kuzopa vaMugabe mubayiro uyu. Kunyange hazvo vaMugabe vasina kuenda, mabiko anga akarongwa anonzi ari kuenderera mberi. Vamwe vari kupiwa mibayiro vanosanganisira Dr. Kwabene Dafo, Dr. Joseph Siao Angpiong, Emmanuel Adebayo nevamwe. Mapepa nawo emuGhana anoti haasi kuziva kuti sei vaMugabe vasina kuendako achiti hapana chikonzero chapiwa. Asi vamwe veCity News kuGhana vanoti vasina kuda kudongwa nemazita kumuzinda weZimbabwe kunyika iyi, vati vaMugabe vakundikana nekuda kwekusamira zvakanaka kwezvinhu munyika. Asi svondo rapera, bepa nawo reZimbabwe Independent rakati vana chiremba vaMugabe vakauya kubva kuSingapore sezvo vainge vasinganzwe zvakanaka. Vemapapepa nhau nenepfenyuro dzose dzehurumende muZimbabwe havana kutaura nezvekukundikana kwavaMugabe kuenda kuGhana. Vanhu vanorarama neutachiwana weHIV Manicaland vangangosvika zana nasi varatidzira vachinyunyuta nekuda kwemari dzemitero yakwidzwa dzavanonzi vabvise muzvipatara zvekanzuru. Mutoro wedu wenhau Loida Moyo anotipa nyaya iyi.
Vange vachiratidzira ava vange vaine zvinyorwa zvine zvichemo zvavo zvekuti mari isawedzerwe sezvo kuri kuvakanda mukanwa mamupere. Vanoti pari zvino vari kutadza kutowana mari yechikafu chinosungirwa kuti vadye navana chiremba. Vakaspa Pound, mumwe wevanorarama neutachiwana vari mukuru wesangano reFamily AIDS Support Trust kana kuti FASO, avo vanoti zvaitwa nekanzuru kutyora kodzero dzavo mukuwana batsiro pautano.
Tiri kushungurudzwa nekuti hatisi kukwanisa kutorwa maviral load patinonga takuadira. Vano vari kune nzvimbo dzinokwanisa kutorwa ma-CD4 cell count havasiri kutorwa pari zvino zvakare. Mauser fee mune dzimwe nzvimbo like Mutare City akakwira.
Amai Grace Katio vanoti havazi kuzokwanisa kubhadhara mari dzave kudiwa nekanzuru idzi. VaParson Sazunza, mukuru wesangano reAIDS and Rights Alliance for Southern Africa, avo vanoti kuita uku kunopa kuti veruzhinji vanorarama neutachiwana vashaye nekuda kwekutadza kuwana batsiro kuzvipatara.
Vanhu vahavasi pamabasa, vanhu vari kutambudzika, zvichaafekta izvo implementation yemamillennium development goals.
Meya weguta reMutare vatatenda naMarare vaudza Studio 7 kuti vakangowedzera mari nemadhora maviri chete kuti vape vana mukoti vavo avo vari kusiya basa mukanzuru nekuda kwekuti vanopiwa mari shoma.
Sekanzuru dzakagara pasi tikaona kuti tiri kusangana nematambudziko ekuti manesi edu nguva zhinji vanga vasiri pabasa nenyaya dzekuti hatisi kukwanisa kuvabhadhara mari. Saka sekanzuro takaita review macharges emakiriniki. Makiriniki kosa tekini fee yange iri $3.
Vange vachiratidzira ava vazopiwa mvumo nedare mushure mekunge mapurisa mbuda kuvarambidza. Ndakamirira Studio 7 maMutare, ndini Lloyd Moyo.
Mutungamiri wesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe kana kuti RTUZ vaobeti masaraure vamiswa pamberi pedare raMagistrate kwaMurehwa vachipomerwa mhosva yekutyora mutemo weposa kubudikidza nekuunganidza vanhu zvisiri pamutemo. Vamasaraure vakasungwa kwaMurehwa neZuro pamwe chete nevamwe vatungamiri vesangano ravo vanoti munyori mukuru vaRobson Chere, vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa vaBlessing Makunike, vanoona nezvezvirongwa vaPride Mukono, mutauriri wesangano iri vaRobson Ruhanya, pamwe nenhengo yebhodhi muzvare Linette Mudehwe. Asi vamwe vashanu ava vaburiswa muusungwa vasati vamiswa pamberi pedare nhasi, mapurisa achinzi ati achavatevera kuburikidza nemasamanisi kana achinge apedza kuferefeta. Tabata Gweta riri kumirira vamasaraure vaGift Mutisi veZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights kuti tinzwe zvizhinji.
I am representing the leadership of the Rural Teachers Association. In respect of the six, them all, they were facing a charge of public nuisance. When we went to court, the prosecution did not prosecute. It just withdrew, not the charges. It just said...
Tine urombo tichakupai urukuru yataita navamutisi muchinguva chipfupi chinotevera. Zvichakadaro, mutongo wedare reMagistrate muHarare vari mutongi vanomupeiwa nhasi vatara mutongo wekuti ofisi yemuchuchisi mukuru wehurumende uye vamunyaradzi kereke vabatsira nekubhadhara mari yemagweta akachuchisa oga mhosva yekubata chibharo kwakaita vakereke. Magweta aimirira mwana akabatwa chibharo navakereke akazochuchisa oga mushure mekunge vaive muchuchisi mukuru wehurumende vaJohannes Tomana varamba kuchuchisa nyaya iyi vachiti hapana humbowo. Asi vakavanda vanoti pakaitwa zvehuori. Vakereke vaimirira Bikita West mudare reparamende uye vari nhengo yezano PF uye vakatongerwa kugara mujeri kwemakore gumi. Mukuziya nezvenyaya iyi, Mavhilas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 abata gweta remwana akabatwa chibharo navakereke vachauswarara.
Variratiko vanhu vachabhadhara makosi aya ndi akabatwa nemhosva munyaradzi kereke naprosecutor general, kureva kuti inenge yato ofisi ya prosecutor general inenge ichibhadhara makosi aya vese vari 2, but vanenge vachibhadhara 50%, 50%. Pamari ichaone kwa kana ta calculator makosi acho kuti inobuditsa mari.
Imi muri kuda mari yakawanda sei parizvino?
Kutaura chokwadi hatisati tane manamba, tinongori nekufungidzira, asi zvinoenda nekuzoti inozo edwa kana yaku calculatewa zviya izvi inosvika mari. Chinoshandiswa pakukakuleta mari idzodzo dzemahours kana kuti time yatakapedza tichiita nyaya iyoyo, and zvinoenderana nekuti tinenge chibvumidzwa kuchaja yatinoti rate per hour kana kuti per unit yatinoshandisa kukoti. Soka yozo edwa zvino yochiburitsa kuti panobuda mari yakawanda sei.
Munofunga kuti pane achapikisa here mutongo uyu kana kuti zvatosvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo?
Tarisiro yedu ndeyekuti hapasina achapikisa. Zvisinei hatizivi zvavanofunga kana vaona zvisingavaitire zvakanaka.
Gweta remwana akabatwa chibharo navakereke vachaozwarara vari parunare muHarare naMavelas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Iye zvino tokupai hurukuro yataita negweta riri kumirira mutungamiri weRTUZ vaGift Mutise.
Tashangana nepamudziko rekuti tazotorwa nevakomana Central Intelligence Organization vanga vachida kuziva kuti tirikunyatsomboita nezvei, saka ndokwatazoshera isusu leadership nevamwe vehunene vatanga tichifamba navo tichiratidza
Paita ukandira namakobvu nematete pakati pegurukota rinoona nezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vasupamandi wanzira nemutungamiri webato rinopikisa rePeople's Democratic Party vatendai biti nezvebhiri rekusora recomputer crime and cyber bill. Mamwe magweta anorwira kodzero anoti bhiri iri rinotyora kodzero dzevanhu. Akavanda munyika vanotiwo vakagadzirira kuenda kumatare kunopikisa bhiri rekusora riri kuda kuparurwa nehurumende. Vabiti vanovagweta vaudzawo Blessing Zulu Studio 7 kuti vatogadzirira kuenda kumatare vachipikisa bhiri iri.
Uyu mutemo uyu mutemo watakangomirira kuti vakangodenha chete tichava zvambura neshamu kumatare uku. Ini pandiri zvino ndatotanga kutoita research yemutemo uyu. Chiripa apa ndechekuti nenyaya yekuti taane materrorist organization akafana neAl Qaeda, akafana neISIS, akafana neBoko Haram, akafanana neAl Shabab. Maorganizations aya anoshandisa internet or social media yakunzi cyber terrorism. Vanocommunicate vachirecruita through platform kunyanyanya Facebook, Twitter nemama platform akafanana na Viber ana Instagram and so forth. Saka kunyika dzakafana neNigeria, dzakafana neKenya, dzakafana neSudan, dzakafana neSyria, dzakafana neTurkey, dzakafana neFrance, dzakafana neBelgium, dzakafana neUnited States of America, dzakafana neEngland inyaya yanetsa. But muZimbabwe hatina bahutororo, hatina kana pistoro zvaya yakambobombwa nematerrorist, hatina Boko Haram kunoko, hatina Al Shabab kunoko, hatina ISIS kunoko. Chinhu chete chatinacho tinetororo yehurumende.
Asika hurumende iri kuti haingamirire kuti itange yarwiswa yozodzika mutemo.
Mitemo iri kuiswa nedzimwe nyika, mitemo inoprotekta marights emacitizen against abuse yesocial media inokwanisa kuitwa necitizen against citizen. Asi ukatarisa bill rinoda kuiswa nasupamandi wanzira, ibill rino ngoti ukangofungirwa badzi vakutokusecha vakutotora foni yavo. In other words, ibhura extender riri kutora makodzero evanhu rinojustifywa chete kana tiine terrorism.
Mutungamiri webato rePeople's Democratic Party vari zvegweta vatendai biti vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Asi vamandi wanzira vanoti zviri kuitwa navabiti hazvina nematuro ose.
Nyaya computer crime and cyber bill, crime bill inyaya iri padano rekubvunzurudza vanhu kuti vanoda zvipi kuti zviiswe ikoko. Saka kana kuine gweta rakugadzirira kuendesa consultative process kukoti, ndofunga kuti pangoda kuti vanoonekwana naChiremba.
Honorable Mandwanzira, vari kutiwo ivo iro bhiriri rakatorwa kubva kuLesotho kuicho kwadi here?
Izvozvo manyepo kusaziva. Inyaya iripo ndoyokuti SADC yakagara pasi ikati inoda kuita harmonize mitemo yakatarisana nekushandiswa kweinternet, cyber nezvinhu zvakadaro daro. Saka yakaunza veInternational Telecommunications Union kuti vadzidzise SADC yakabatana kuti mitemo yemusadic inge yakafanana. Saka kurasika kana kusaziva kana kuite magweta anofunga kuti zvinhu zviri kuitwa neSADC yese kukopana.
Gurukota rezvoumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vasupa Mandwanzira vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Vateereri, iye zvino tokupai hurukuru yataita navagift mutisi veZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vari kumirira mutungamiriri wesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaObert Masaraure vamiswa pamberi pedare kwamurehwa nhasi.
Ichokwadi, utungamiri wanga wasungwa vari vatanhatu vanga wasungirwa mhosva yekuita inonzi public nuisance. Public nuisance kunongonzi kunyangadza paruzhinji. Saka iyoyo taenda kukoti. Saka tasvika kukoti vaona ivo kuti mapepa avo hasati anyatsokukwana. Saka vati vachazodedza vasungwa nemasummons. Yechipiri yanga yakatarisana nemutungamiriri anonzi Obert Masaraure. Ari kunzi semutungamiriri aifanira kunge akapa notice, kukumbira notice kuvakuru venzvimbo vanova mapurisa kuti tiri kudawo kuita gathering kana march mudunhu ravo. Saka iyoyo yapinda mudare, apiwa bail re$50. Saka izvezvi kutaura kuno vabuda.
Asi vari kutambira here ivo vaMasaraure mhosva yavari kupomerwa?
Mhosva vari kuiramba.
Saka vari kuti chikonzero chavo ndechei chekuti vasazivisa mapurisa kuti vaakupinda munzvimbo yavo?
Ndikapinda ikoko ndinenge ndava kumhanyirira dare nekuti inyaya yatove pamberi pematare.
Asi tichitarisawo mamiriro akaita nyaya iyoyi, imiwo segweta ravo munofunga here kuti vane mutemo wavo wakatyora?
Ini nemainstructions andakapiwa ndiri kuona vasina mutemo wavo wakatyora.
Saka vanotarisirwa kudzoka rini kudare ivo vaMasaraure?
Nyaya yavo iri kunopinda mudare ichinotongwa musi wa2 September, gunyana gunyana gore rino. Asi tapa chiziviso notice yekuti musi iwoyo tinenge tichida kuchallenge mhosva yacho charge nekuti tikuona tingakodzeri.
Pane dzimwe mhiko here kana zviga zvavatemerwa kuti vange vachiita?
VaMasaraure ndio vapinda mukoti ndio vapiwa zviga izvozvo. Vanzi vagare pamba pavo kuchikoro kwavanogara cheManzi High School. Vakanzi vasainterfere nemawitnesses or my investigations. Vakanzi vanonozvipira kumapurisa chishanu chega chega nguva dzinobvira 6 mangwanani kusvika 8 manheru.
Avanga vari vagift mutisi vanovegweta ravaObert Masaraure vari parunare vari kwamurehwa kumashonaland east neStudio 7. Nhasi mhuri yekwaDzamara ichitungamirwa naDr Patterson Dzamara yaenda kumahofisi eUNICEF uko kwavanosiya tsamba yenyunyuto pamusoro pemashoko anonzi akaburitswa nesangano iri ekushoropodza kupinda kwakaita vana vavaitai Dzamara mukuratidzira. Ngatinzwei Dr Dzamara vachitsanangura.
Isu semhuri yekwaDzamara neshamwari dzedu nevamwewo vaishanda vanoshanda naItai tawana mukana wekunge tichienda kuUNICEF muzuva ranhasi tichinosiyawo tsamba yedu yekunyunyuta pamusoro pegwaro ravakaburitsa sondo rapfuura vachimhura chiitiko chakaitika apo taicherechedza mwedzi 17 mushure mekunge Itai Dzamara ambunyikidzwa. Pachiitiko ichi takaenda tine vana vaitai nevana vehama dzedu tikavawo nemukana wekutenga maruva nemakeke tichipawo mapurisa ndaya kuti zondo iroro yaiva birthday right time.
Dr. Patson Dzamara vachitsanangura vari muHarare. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Munyori mukuru weUnited Nations vaBan Ki-moon vazotenda kekutanga kuti kolera iyo yakauraya vanhu vanodarika zviuru gumi muHaiti yakaparadzirwawo nemauto aichengetedza runyararo munyika iyi pasi pesangano ravo. Izvo zvinotevera kuburitswa kweongororo iri kushora United Nations nekutadza kumisa kupararira kwechirwere ichi muna 2010. Haiti inoti iri kuda kuti United Nations iripe. Vari kumirira bato remadhemokrats musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika muAmerica, amai Hillary Clinton, uye vavari kukwikwidzana navo vachimirira bato remaRepublicans vaDonald Trump vari kutsvaga rutsigiro kubva kumapurisa. Zvinotevera kuvepo kweropa rakaipa pakati pemapurisa nevanhu vatema zvichitevera kupfurwa kwevatema nemapurisa zviri kupa kuti vagare vachiratidzira. Amai Clinton neZuro vakasangana nevakuru vemapurisa munyika yose kuNew York, uko vaTrump vakasangana nemamwe mapurisa kuNorth Carolina. Bato remaRepublicans muAmerica riri kushora zvikuru hurumende yemutungamiri wenyika iyi vaBarack Obama nekutenda kuti yakapa Iran mari inosvika mamiriyoni mazana mana kuti iburitse zvizvarwa zveAmerica zvainge zviri mujeri muTeheran. Mutauriri wedare reHouse of Assembly muAmerica vaPaul Ryan vatumira mashoko kuvatori venhau vachiti vaObama havana kutaura chokwadi apo vakaramba kuti mari yakapiwa Iran yainge ine chekuita nekusunungurwa kwevasungwa. Vari kukwikwidza musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika vakamirira maRepublicans vaDonald Trump vari kushora zvikuru vaObama vachiti munhu asingatauri chokwadi. Asi hurumende yavaObama inoti mari iyi yaifanira kungodzoserwa kuIran sezvo yainge iri mari yeIran yakabatwa neAmerica panguva yainge yakatemerwa zvirango. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Mashoko anotevera anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica pakurwisa chikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheIslamic State kana kuti ISIS. Mushure memusangano wakaitwa mazuva mashoma apfuura kumuzinda wemauto kana kuti kuDepartment of Defense kuVirginia nedare rekudzivirwa kwenyika kana kuti National Security Council, mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vakati vakuru veIslamic State vari muSyria vachakundwa zvine mutsindo muhondo neAmerica nenyika dziri kuitsigira. VaObama vakati mauto yeAmerica nevekaunda ISIL Coalition vari kukunda ISIS muIraq nemuSyria. America nenyika dziri kudyidzana nayo dzakatangawo chirongwa chekutora guta reMosul kubva kuISIS muIraq. MuSyria vaObama vanoti vari kupinda zvishoma nezvishoma muguta reRaqqa umo ISIS yanga yadzika midzi. VaObama vanoti vari kuenderera mberi nechirongwa chekurwisawo ISIS nemuchadenga. Vanoti vatyairi vendege dzehondo vari kuedzawo nepavanogona napo kusabhomba vanhuwo zvavo. Vati kuita izvi kuburitsawo musiyano wavo neISIS iyo iri kushandisa vanhu kuti izvidzivirire. Mashoko aya anotaura pamire hurumende yeAmerica muhondo yayo nechikwata chinopfurikidza mwero chaISIS muSyria neIraq.
Tinokutambirai vatereri pachirongwa chedu, pindai mudariro. Chatino taura newe chidiki. Ini ndini Chioni Sojani. Nasmu chirongwa chedu. Tina midfielder. We mighty warriors. Rejoice Kambubute. Wakadi yako Rejoice.
Niko magadi.
Dimi makaenda ku Brazil makadzoka. Kwangu kuri sei?
Chakaenda ku Brazil. Kwangu ni chaka. Kwa chaka. Kwa zizakawani. Kwa chika zizakawani.
Saka tuuze kuti chicha makadzidza.
Zizakawani kuti. Ipuka wanekaye kwa uru. No kwa na kuachiva anything. Chakara kwanza kuchichi kwaweze kama kene se haya chaka chamba. Kutatese kuchi ikisha tine kuwane chemi chame ya kakwa ni wa mchisa lakina kana pane kini kwa sara kuchichi chave.
Chicha mnufunga kuchinufa na kuchinja. Mumighty warriors kuti mangwana renyu mugone kuwina.
Like it's unfortunate nini haa it was my last year. I'm getting married. I don't think it's after the wedding. Chakwanza kutamba hawe pora. It's kika kwanza kuwana yeta ma pesa pesa reshi tumbe tamba wone ma countries ma ameaye kunze kuma Europe ne ma countries ya mawe mkanyika asini ma African countries
taka nzwa kuti makapua ma $5 icho kwa diere
ee kanyisha ispeta kuti imecha chona ni kaya taka yenda hii kanyisha ispeta kuti kukonze kupiwa jingi kaita kuti zikinze maulai sheli moruku wani ini ndo kara kuplawai bazi ndo kure ni $20 iwo wakati wakatika $15 $15 andi sike kumba $15 yacho ya tunambo ipuora zio
aywa Rejoice tido tenda ne kutawara nesu ini ndini Chione Sojani mchurongwa chedu pindai mudariro.
Munhau dzemitambo, Zimbabwe ichiri nemukana wekuwana menduru kubva kuma 2016 Olympic Games kuBrazil. Kunyange wakawanda vayo kuti zvegore rino zvinenge zvakona ng'anga murapwa achida. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo, Michael Kariati, anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Kuchiri nevamhanyi venzendo refu, uri maijiwawo Cuthbert Nyasango naPatson Lovu, avo vari kupinda munzira y42km marathon nesvondo mangwanani. Makundano emarathon ndiwo anovhara mabiko emaOlympic Games zvekuti vatatu ava vanofanira kushura mare kana kuti vanongobatana neavo vakadzoka kumushakare mushure mekutatarika. Mugore ra 2012 Joao akapedza ari pachinhano chechinomwe icho chaingove zvinhano zvina chete kubva pamenduru. Joao anoti akagadzirira zvakakwana asi kana pane chingangomukanganisa kunyanyopisa kwemurio de janeiro
changoshinga uko kuita ukopa nematemperatures.
Nyasango akapedza ari ipa chinhano chechipfumbamwe kumakwikwi ekulondon zvekuti anofanira kungowedzera mwando zvishoma pamwe vemuZimbabwe vangangofara. Tuenda munyadze nhabvu. Vanotungamira nhabvu vayambira vachakonzera mirizhonga mumitambo yekupera kwesvondo rino neichatevera kuti vachasungwa nekumiswa pamberi pematare edzimhosva pamwe nekukandwa kujere. Munyori mukuru wePremier Soccer League vaKenneth Nebele vanoti vazivisa zvikwata zvese kuti zvive nemapurisa akakwana kuitira avo vanouya kwete kuzoona nhabvu asi kuzokonzera mhirizhonga kumitambo. Yambiro iyi yauya mushure memhirizhonga yakaitika svondo rapera pamutambo waive pakati peHighlanders neChicken Inn. Vachibva munyaya dzakadai, Highlander yacho ine mutambo wakaoma mangwana nezPC Kariba kuNyamunga Stadium. Chikwata chiri kutungamira makundano aya FC Platinum chiri kufamba nzendo pfupi apo chiri kuenda kuGibo Stadium kunotamba neTriangle.
Tinotenda Kariati. Vateereri musakanganwa muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya iri kupomerwa mapurisa yekushungurudza vanhu munyika. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai titarise musoro yenhau zvakare. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanokundikana kuenda kuGhana sezvanga zvakatarisirwa. Varairidzi veRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vanga vachiratidzira kwamurewa vanosungwa nekumiswa pamberi pedare. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu anokuoneka ine mufaro semazuva ose. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndokusiya mina Chris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, August 19th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. President Mugabe's cancellation of a state visit to Ghana has sparked speculation about his health.
Down here in Ghana, people are saying that it's because of domestic turmoil in Zimbabwe, and then I also read from some Zimbabwe websites that he's not coming because of health reasons.
Members of Women of Zimbabwe Arise stage a peaceful protest over delays in introducing free education in the country.
In 1991, this government, under Robert Mugabe, signed a free compulsory education ISESCA declaration. We have waited. They then passed a new constitution in 2013. They promised. We are still waiting.
And the leader of the Rural Teachers Union appears in court facing charges of violating some provisions of the dreaded Public Order and Security Act.
We appeared in court. He was granted $50 bail, with conditions that he must continue to reside at Chairman's High School till the matter is finalized. He must report once every Friday at the nearest police station.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Some Ghanaians suspected that President Robert Mugabe cancelled his four-day visit to the country because of ill health and social, economic and political problems in Zimbabwe. Speaking on the line from Ghana, some of them said they were eagerly awaiting for President Mugabe, while others stressed that they were not interested in him, as most locals normally focus on domestic issues affecting them. Mr. Mugabe was expected to be conferred with a Lifetime Africa Achievement Award by the Millennium Excellence Foundation for playing a critical role in liberating Zimbabwe. Studio 7's Gibbs Dube reached freelance journalist Selase Kove Seram for his take on Mugabe's cancellation trip to Ghana.
Just this morning in the news, I realized that he wasn't going to come anymore. Down here in Ghana, people are saying that it's because of domestic turmoil in Zimbabwe. And then I also read from some Zimbabwe websites that he's not coming because of health reasons. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the official reasons are, and I've not bothered to ask anyone. That's what I've heard.
Were people really waiting for his visit to Ghana?
As a journalist, I know Mugabe has quite a history with Ghana because at the point, I'm told he taught like in a high school in Ghana, married a Ghanaian woman and stuff like that. But it looks like his coming was part of an event that was being organized by the Millennium Excellence Foundation or so. And so he was supposed to pick up an award and give a speech. I'm told the event is going to go on anyway. But what I read from the news is that those who are organizing the event has not come up with any reasons why he's not coming. He only said that it's because of reasons beyond their control.
We are told that on the streets there is something visible. Tell us about the streets. What is there?
There are billboards. I've not taken like the major streets where I'm sure you're likely to find maybe flags of Zimbabwe or his pictures, but I've not seen that yet. I know anytime a head of state is coming to Ghana, we usually have stuff like that. But I don't know if that's been done for Mugabe or that.
And we have information that maybe the Ghanaian president was not going to be in when the president of Zimbabwe was visiting Ghana. Is that the case?
I really don't know, but from what I saw, it looks like the organizers of the event wasn't the government of Ghana. It was like a private award-giving body that organizes the Millennium Excellence Awards in Ghana. And this is something special. So they're inviting a bunch of people who are going to be giving awards as well. But I don't know the government's take on it.
And looking at issues concerning President Robert Mugabe, how do people regard him there? You know, how do they view him?
I mean, trust me, I think Ghanaians are quite a bit different when it comes to like politics in other countries. unless you're having maybe a specific discussion with people, because locally they are concerned about their politics and what's happening with their various parties. And so you wouldn't see any Ghanaian being very vocal about like politics in another nation.
That was Ghanaian freelance journalist Selassie Kovaseiram speaking with Studio 7 Gibbs Dube from Accra, Ghana. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Joy Bima, said Mr. Mugabe failed to go to Ghana as he has other commitments, including forthcoming international meetings in Kenya, Swaziland, and New York. Members of the Women of Zimbabwe Arise was a pressure group today marched to the offices of the Minister of Education in Harare demanding free education for children almost 24 hours after staging a similar protest in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
More than 300 placard-carrying demonstrators handed a petition to the ministry's permanent secretary, Sylvia Masango, demanding that the government should introduce free education. Section 27 of the Zimbabwe Constitution stipulates that the state must take all practical measures to promote free and compulsory basic education for children and compulsory education for higher and tertiary education. WOSA coordinator Jenny Williams said children must not be asked to pay school fees because education is a right that is enshrined in the new national constitution adopted in 2013.
In 1991, this government under Robert Mugabe signed a free compulsory education ISESCA declaration. We have waited. They then passed a new constitution in 2013. They promised. We are still waiting. We are tired of waiting.
She said WOSA members had taken a decision to stop paying fees for their children with immediate effect, adding that they would approach the Constitutional Court if the government does not address their concerns.
We are boycotting paying any school fees, any levies from this third term up until they engage us and come up with a proper plan of action. Taneta, we are tired of paying school fees to buy baton sticks and shields, to beat journalists and WOSA women.
Education officials were not immediately available for comment. In a related development, another demonstrator, Benhilda Mutuva, said it was worrisome that the education sector was not growing despite parents contributing over $100 million in school fees every year.
As parents, we are paying about 100 million in school fees every year. Where is that 100 million going? Where there is no improvement, no new institutions for educational institutions being built.
Masango told Studio 7 that she would forward the petition to Education Minister Lazarus Dokora, who said he would only comment after reading the petition. At the same time, the Zamara family and friends petitioned UNICEF today over the organization's recent statement that children should not be used in protests. This after children of missing activist Itai Zamara were part of the protests held last week over Zamara's abduction by suspected state security agents in March last year. Zamara's brother Patson, who submitted the petition to UNICEF's country representative, Reza Hossein, together with Itai's wife, Shefra, and two children, said they would continue to protest against UNICEF until it retracts its statement.
The engagement was very positive and fruitful. They were friendly, and so we are hoping to have a positive response.
Tajamuka says Jigile campaign members also petitioned UNICEF yesterday over the same issue. UNICEF officials declined to comment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe President Obed Masaraure today appeared before a Murewa magistrate facing charges of contravening some provisions of the dreaded Public Order and Security Act, or POSA, after leading his executive in a 200-kilometer march from Mutawatawa to Harare to press the government to address teachers' needs. Masaraure was arrested yesterday together with five other union leaders, but Secretary Robson Chere, Coordinator Blessing Makunike, Spokesperson Robson Ruhanya, Programs Officer Pride Mukono, and Board Secretary Lynette Mudewe were released before they appeared in court, with the state saying it will continue by way of summons. Lawyer Gift Mtisi of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who represented Masaraure and his colleagues, speaks to reporter Jonga Kandemiri about the court case.
I am representing the leadership of the Rural Teachers Association. In respect of the six, them all, they were facing a charge of public nuisance. When we went to court, the prosecution did not prosecute. It just withdrew, not the charges. It just said, we'll make the investigations and we'll proceed by way of summons. So they were freed, pending being called by way of summons. Then in respect of Mr. Masaraure alone, he was facing a further charge of failing to notify the regulatory authority of the district concerning the meeting in terms of POSA. So that one, he was charged and we appeared in court. He was granted $50 bail with conditions that he must continue to reside at Chairman's High School till the matter is finalized. He must report once every Friday at the nearest police station. He should also not interfere with witnesses.
What is Mr. Masaraure saying about these allegations?
Mr. Masaraure is denying the allegations.
We understand that the police also impounded the vehicle they were using. Have you managed to recover it?
Right now I am at the police station. I'm trying to negotiate and to hear from the police whether they can release the vehicle to my client or if they want to detain it for what purpose.
That was Attorney Gift Mtisi of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights on the line from Murewa with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. In Harare, meanwhile, Kuwadzana Member of Parliament Nelson Chamisa of the MDCT yesterday moved a motion that called on the police to stop brutalizing peaceful protests, but debate on the motion was called off after ZANU-PF members walked out of chambers. Chamisa told Studio 7 that his motion was aimed at stopping the onslaught against citizens and a probe into the beatings, of some of which have been captured on video and spread through social media.
We've seen pictures, gory pictures, of people being bludgeoned, being beaten up, being violated physically, abused by the police. And this has to be stopped because it is against the Constitution. And I've said it is both unconstitutional, anti-constitutional, as well, and African to proceed in a manner where those who are supposed to be keeping peace are actually tearing it apart. And this is why I had to bring this motion. Unfortunately, upon bringing the motion, there was a hullabaloo and pandemonium in the House of Assembly on account of the conduct by my colleagues from the other side, from ZANU-PF.
We understand some of the MPs actually walked out. Is that true?
Well, it has become fashionable and a tradition as well as a practice for our colleagues in ZANU-PF to walk away from ideas, to walk away from national issues, to walk away from pertinent national discourse. We wanted to debate this issue. We wanted to set up an inquiry into the conduct of the police. We wanted to make sure, in line with the Constitution, Section 119.
Now, what's the way forward after it didn't go through?
It is not a walk in the park. A struggle is a struggle. It is impediments. It is an uphill task. We'll make sure that we push again, because there was no quorum on account of our colleagues having moved out of Parliament. We are now going to again debate it on Tuesday when Parliament resumes. If they don't come again, we'll push to the next day until we push it.
That was Kuwadzana Member of Parliament Nelson Chamisa of the MDCT. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare. And now we take a look at regional and international news. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's campaign chairman Paul Manafort has resigned, the campaign said in a statement released today. American swimmer Ryan Lochte has apologized for his behavior in a robbery scandal in Rio following his competition in the Olympics, releasing a statement on Twitter today. And Republicans are sharply criticizing the Obama administration over Thursday's revelation that the United States used a cash payment of $400 million to Iran as leverage to ensure the release of a group of American prisoners that were held by Tehran.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Senior officials from the U.S. Embassy in Vientiane and U.S. Pacific Command, or USPACOM, met in Honolulu with senior officials from the Lao Ministry of National Defense for the 11th Lao-United States Bilateral Defense Dialogue. Brigadier General Ken Chan Nantalasi, Director of Foreign Relations Department, Ministry of National Defense, and Brigadier General Mark Gillette, Deputy Director of USPACOM Directorate for Strategic Plans and Policy, led the meeting. Over 30 Lao and U.S. delegates participated in the event, including representatives from the Lao Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Defense Security Cooperation Agency in Washington, D.C. Ambassador Daniel Kluh noted in his opening remarks the significant expansion of bilateral military cooperation in recent years and the positive impact it is having on the overall U.S.-Lao relationship. The Bilateral Defense Dialogue is a forum for bilateral consultations between the Lao Ministry of National Defense and U.S. Pacific Command to strengthen bilateral and multilateral cooperation, as well as develop defense cooperation programs that enhance relations between our security forces, encourage greater regional military cooperation, and promote the common interests of both countries. Primary topics of the dialogue included military-medical cooperation, civil-military operations to include cooperation on humanitarian unexploded ordnance removal and disaster relief, training and education opportunities to include English language training and professional military education, and Lao People's Army participation in regional conferences, workshops, and senior-level meetings. The United States is proud to work with its partner Laos for the benefit of both nations and the Asia-Pacific region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Some people with disabilities are working hard in a way which is dispelling the myth that disability is inability. In the following report, Safari Njema profiles two people with disabilities who have gone on to inspire the communities through self-reliant initiatives.
70-year-old Nison Sandiforo Banda from Chanu village in Domboshava went blind in 1994. Under normal circumstances, Banda, like many blind people, should be relying on well-wishers for sustenance. But his optimistic attitude towards life has made the father of six a symbol of inspiration to people in his community. Despite his condition, Banda owns a five-roomed house which he has electrified. To improve hygiene at his homestead, he designed a flushing toilet and a shower system which uses water from a well. He is also able to regularly prune fruit trees dotted around his homestead. To the eastern side of Banda's house is a vegetable garden. A thick layer of thatch grass that fences the garden prevents the ever-hungry goats and chickens from destroying the fragile plants. He says installing the water system at his homestead was a big challenge.
I started off by putting up a well. And it took me 6 months to work for a submersible pump. And it took me 2.5 months to try and get the pumps, the pipes ready. And then I went into it, and I did it on my own. I did not ask anybody, but I did all the jobs, digging all the trench, joining all the pipes, until I put the water where I wanted it to be. But now, it didn't end up there. I have a toilet, which is a flushing system. I've got water in the garden. I've got water outside here, and I've got water inside the house. My wife is using a sink now.
Banda says he can do almost everything that sighted people can do.
I do all the washing on my own. I can do the washing, iron it with the iron. Iron, put some water on the fire, go to the bath, wash, and get dressed. I look smart. My wife is there. She's sick. She's not sick. She's tired today. I take all her washing, and I do the washing together with mine, with the kids washing together. I'm not scared like other people who say they don't wash their wife's clothes. No, I wash every cloth she puts on her body, because she's my wife. I can do the cooking. I go to the shops, buy a piece of meat if I can afford it. If I fry the meat, they'll say, it's uncle who cooked today. They know it.
He says what drives him is the need to demonstrate that people with disabilities have something special to give to society. Banda adds that the greatest gift of all is inspiring others.
Something to give, you must give. Don't always be a receiver. Even in the Bible, they say giving hands are blessed than those that receive. When I did this project, people were watching me do it. They didn't know what I was doing until they found that I was opening water on the tap water outside. I've got a friend next to me. He's in the army. He has also gone into it now. He bought a submersible pump. He bought a tank. He came to me and asked how it is done. I showed him the way. Now he's got water in the house. He's got water in the toilet, which makes me happy because people are adopting what I've done.
Banda says people should also be patient with those with disabilities and assist them realize their potential.
It's not easy, but you need to teach them. If they are taught and shown the way around and how they live and how they stay with other people, you must not always sit down and say, I'm blind, I'm disabled, I'm the Down syndrome. Then you just sit down and say, God, come and help me. No, you go to God, and God will help you. But now, we must change. There's nothing that you cannot change. Anything can be changed. The only thing that you can change is the sun. It rises from one side and goes sinking the other side.
47-year-old Praxedes Chadambura from Pasina village in Chigondo area in Weza has attracted the attention of fellow women in her community who come to her for advice on how to work on various projects. Chadambura uses crutches and a wheelchair due to disability challenges. Despite her condition, she can weed the maize field while kneeling down. Chadambura's husband Godfrey Pasina was diagnosed with hydrocephalus at birth. The two do not have children. For the past 2 years, they have saved enough money to build a four-roomed house and a hut. Chadambura says women with disabilities should be bold in starting self-help projects in their communities. 26-year-old Farai Munodawafa is a journalism student at Harare Polytechnic. Farai, who did his secondary education in the United States, says people with disabilities should have the courage to overcome their condition. He gave the example of his friend at college in the United States, Leroy Sutton, who went into sport without pitying himself.
When he went to college, he met a friend who was blind, and they joined a wrestling team. They were recruited to wrestle together. So the blind friend would carry the friend who had no legs, and they kind of combined senses, so to say, and became like a superhuman, where the one would just navigate using his voice and the other would walk. Instead of him having to use a wheelchair, the blind man was now the wheelchair. And, you know, it was an incredible thing to witness. You would see how a friendship and a bond can produce just greatness.
Farai says people with disabilities should realize that they will only receive respect and recognition if they go the extra mile.
Your initial thought when you see someone with a disability, like my friend, you would think, you would feel some sort of maybe pity, and you would want to extend a helping hand and, you know, help them out wherever that you could. But upon doing so, you would realize this person would want to engage with you on the same level in which you want to engage with him, because you realize this person with a disability is pushing so hard to achieve things that normal people are trying to achieve as well.
Meanwhile, Sustain Moyo, an entrepreneur in Chitungwiza, works with people with disabilities and encourages them to realize that they can achieve a lot in life. He says those with disabilities can be role models if government, the private sector and individuals assist them with the resources.
The focus of my training is to help them, to capacitate them to look at themselves in a different way, in such a way that whatever talent that they have, whatever they can do, whether using their hands or anything that they have that they can use to create something, they should be aware that this can also save communities that they live in, and those people around them, and themselves for that matter. How? Because whatever they can do using their talent can also bring money to them.
Computer instructor at the University of Zimbabwe Disability Resource Center, Ishe Unoziva Chinyoka, is blind. He says people with disabilities have an obligation to show society that disability does not mean inability.
These stories, they are inspiring. They simply show that people with disabilities, they are not a liability to the society. Rather, they are assets. Because in both instances, these people, they are contributing to the welfare of the society.
Chinyoka says those with disabilities should aim to live independently to get the respect of the community.
In both cases, we are seeing examples of independent living skills.
Chinyoka says independent living does not mean that people with disabilities should live in isolation. He says such people should have control of their everyday lives. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.
In sports news, there's still a medal hope for Zimbabwe at the Olympic Games. Reporter Michael Kariati tells us why.
Marathon runners Wirimai Joao, Cuthbert Nyasango and Patson Lovu still carry Zimbabwe's hopes for a medal when they take to the road in the 42-kilometer marathon over the weekend. The three have the chance to either make it or join the rest of the disappointing Zimbabwean athletes, some of whom failed to make it even past the first stage of their competitions. The marathon is the last event on the Olympic Games program, and the last time in 2012, Wirimai Joao finished 7th, just 3 places away from a bronze medal. Joao knows that nothing less than a 7th place finish will be accepted back at home and promised to do his best.
We're doing quite well. We are hoping that if everything else well, we'll do our best as we always do. We can't promise to be first or second or number one, but what we always promise to go out there and do our best and present our country very well.
Nyasango finished in 9th position at the London Games, and a lot more effort is needed if he is to get Zimbabweans to celebrate. Ndlovu is taking part in his first ever Olympic Games, but has shown potential. Now to football. Football authorities have warned that those who cause mayhem at this weekend's matches and others to follow will be arrested and prosecuted. Premier Soccer League Chief Executive Officer Kenan Ndebele says they've asked clubs to have a huge police presence and private security details to counter hooliganism. The warning comes following disturbances which rocked the Bafield Stadium during the match between Highlanders and Chicken Inn. During the game, Highlanders fans threw missiles onto the pitch and had running battles with the police unhappy with the match officiating. After the Blair incident, Highlanders are away to ZPC Kariba for their 20th game of the PSL program at Nyamunga Stadium tomorrow. ZPC Kariba normally play their best football against the top teams, especially when playing at home, and Coach Sande Chidzamwa is happy with his side.
The addition of the new acquisitions did an excellent job for the team, and I think we have to try and pick it up from there when we play our league games. I like solid defense, and it's solid.
On Sunday, Dynamos play Harare City, which is coached by former Dimbare mentor Moses Chunga. Dynamos supporter Tinashe Macheka says Chunga will fall.
Moses Chunga is a very good, respectable coach, well-traveled also. But I think his unbeaten run is going to come to an abrupt end at against Dynamos.
Other matches are as follows. Chicken Inn versus Cholocho, White City. Aumain versus Chapungu, Luveve. Sunday, Border Strikers versus Ngezi Platinum Stars, Dilibazimu. Mutare City Rovers versus Gwange Sakuba Stadium. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Thanks, Michael. Now to recap today's top stories. Members of Women of Zimbabwe Arise stage a peaceful protest over delays in introducing free education in the country. That's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande, handing you over to Ntungameli Nkomo for Studio 7 News in Ndebele. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Sibonge ichahelidala uChris Gande ngokusethulela zosuku ngolimi lwesiNgisi. Lichona njani mthwaka zomuhle, siyalamukela kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 19 ngonxabakazi ku 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Wala mugela emweni ngenjabulo ngintungameli Nkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Siza lapha namhla kuhambisa petition yetu, i-declaration yetu. Sesidiniwe lokubhadala ama school fees, lama levies ezikhwezwa every term, sesikhwezwa every term. Ngenxa kuhulumende kabafuna ukuthatha ithuba labo, umlando wabo okufundisa abantu abethu.
Abenhlanganiso ye-Women of Zimbabwe Arise abatshengisele kobulawayo izolo phezu kwempadalo yemfundo batshengisele njalo eHarare namuhla.
Uhulumende njalo lamadali akithi-ke alakho-ke singathi kona ikunakekela-ke amalungelo athi thina-ke njengenhlanganiso emelela-ke ababalisi iZimbabwe yonke jikelele.
Kubotshwa ababalisi bemaphandleni abangamalunga enhlanganiso ye-Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ngesikhathi betshengisela eMurewa abayisithupha. Kuwoza Friday silethulela umculi kamasikandi odabuka eNkayi u-Omega Mkhululi eMkhosi Ndlovu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela emsakazweni wenu. Abenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazana iWomen of Zimbabwe Arise abatshengisele kobulawayo izolo phezu kwempadalo yemfundo batshengisele njalo esigodlweni iHarare namuhla. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Ukutshengisela kweHarare kuza ngemva kwakobulawayo izolo. Omunye wabakhokeli beWoza unkosikazi Jenny Williams uthi bafuna zisuswe inhlawulo zesikolo.
Siza lapha namhla kuhambisa petition yetu, i-declaration yetu. Sesidiniwe lokubhadala ama school fees, lama levies ezikhwezwa every term, sesikhwezwa every term. Ngenxa kuhulumende kabafuna ukuthatha ithuba labo, umlando wabo okufundisa abantu abethu.
Williams ethi abakwenzileyo lamhla yikukhumbuza uhulumende ukuba kungumlando wakhe ukutholisa abantwana imfundo ngoba kulilungelo labo phansi kwesisekelo sombuso.
So siza lapha kubatshela ukuthi asisabhadala ama-school fees, asisabhadala ama-levies, sesibanika umlando wabo ukuthi baqedisa. Baningi ama-bond freeze bakhulele eZimbabwe bengazuzanga leyo free education.
Abehoza bathi makungabi lo mzali ohlawula imali yesikolo mhla zivulwa, uhulumende aze akhulumisane labazali aphawule ukuba bengasahlawuli imali yesikolo. Bacela njalo ukuba uhulumende engeze imali yebhajethi kuhlangothi lwezemfundo. Lokhu kufola kwenziwe ngokuthula kungela zihlakalo zokuchaywa lokuhlukumezwa kwabantu njengalokho okwenziwa ngamapolisa ekutshengiseleni okwenziwe ngamanye amaqembu anjengawomkhankaso wetha jamuka sesijikile izolo eHarare lamanye. Abekhona sibili amapolisa abehoza betshengisela ebabukele kodwa engabaphazamisi njengalokho ahleze kwenza. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Umkokheli wenhlanganiso emela ababalisi bemaphandleni iRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe umnumzana Obed Masaraure umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi emure wanamuhla esetheswa icala lokwenza umhlangano engelamvumo yamapolisa kanye lecala lokubangela ukungahlaliseki emphakathini i-public nuisance. UMasaraure ubotshwe izolo ndawonye leziphathamandla zenhlanganiso yakhe ezinhlanu ngesikhathi beqhubeka ngokutshengisela kwabo phezu kweholo eliphansi kanye lokuhluleka kukahulumende weZANU-PF ukuthuthukisa izikolo zemaphandleni. UMnumzana Masaraure ukhululwe ngemva kokuhlawuliswa imali yesibambiso ibail engamatshumi amahlanu amadola. Abahlanu ababalisa umnumzana Robson Chere, uBlessing Makunike, uRobson Ruanya, uPride Mukono, loLinette Mudewe labo bakhululwe namuhla kodwa bona kabethiswa ngacala. Sixoxele sinye isiphathamandla salinhlanganiso umnumzana Gifty Siziba.
Isehlakalo lesi siyaveza ke ukuswelakala kwamalungelo ke elizweni laseZimbabwe ngenxa yokubana ke la malungelo ethu aligoqela ke uComrade Makunike, Pride Mkono ke babotshile ukutshengisela ke okusemthethweni betshengisela ke ngenxa yomonakalo wesimo sakuleli masikhangela ke izimfundo endaweni zasemaphandleni ke. Uyaveza ukubana ke uhulumende njalo la madali akithi ke alakho ke singathi kona ikunakekela ke amalungelo athi thina ke njengenhlanganiso emelela ke ababalisi iZimbabwe yonke jikelele.
Ngenxa yokuhlukuluzwa ngamapolisa kanye lamalunga eZANU-PF lokho singabona yini limisa uhlelo lweni lokutshengisela lingakafiki eHarare?
Kathesi ngenxa yesimo lesi sikiso ke siyaqhubeka phambili ke ngohlelo lwethu lokutshengisela kodwa ke sinanzelela kubana abantu laba ke bayangezelela ngamalanga ukuze basivimbele ke ngodlakela langodlama ke ukuze singaqhubekeli phambili ngokutshengisela. Kodwa okwamanje sizimisele ukuqhubeka phambili sibona isimo singasivumeli kodwa thina njengabameli abamatitsha emaphandleni sizimisele ukuqhubeka sitshengisela ukuze uhulumende ke azi izindlalo zethu.
UMnumzana Gifty Siziba isiphathamandla senhlanganiso emela ababalisi bemaphandleni iRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Omela isigaba sekuwatsana edale lePhalamende uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa izolo wethule udaba lokutshaywa kwabantu abatshengiselayo ngokuthula edale kodwa lolu daba kaluhlaziywanga ngoba amalunga ebandla leZANU-PF esuke aphuma edale. UChamisa utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi ubefuna ukuthi ukutshaywa kukaZulu ngamapolisa osekubhahile elizweni kunhlelo zokutshengisela uZulu ekhalaza ngezizathu ezimbalwa eziphathelane lo mumo wezombusazwe lo wezomnotho welizwe lohlaziwe lidale lePhalamende. Umphathintambo wezemfundo yaphezulu umnumzana Jonathan Moyo laye usole ukutshaywa kukaZulu ngamapolisa esithi kupha ilizwe ibizo elibi kakhulu. Okhokhela ibandla lePeople's Democratic Party owayengumphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Tendai Biti njalo oliqwetha ukhuthaze uZulu ukuthi amthumezele amagama amapolisa abonakala senza ucuku ukuze athathe amanyathelo angawavezanga. ukuhlaziya loludaba sixoxele ncwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele. Yena othi amapolisa aphuma isisekelo ephula isisekelo sombuso ngokutshaya abantu.
I think if uhlupho esilale eZimbabwe ukuthi bona amapolisa ethu kalandeli isisekelo sombuso because ungakhanya i-constitution entsha iyabanika amalungelo okuthi khona be-demonstrate betshengisela ngento ababengazifundi. Kodwa-ke esengikunanzelela amapolisa eZimbabwe ukuthi sometimes asuka ebe lodlame kakhulu, ebe lochuku, ecabanga ukuthi ukuthaya abantu kuzayenza abantu bengingakhulumi lokhu abakucabanga. Because sizananzela ukuthi khona ukuthaya abantu akuqalisi ngombuso kaMgabe. Even ngesikhathi sikaSmith amapolisa ayesaziwa ukuthi the one of the ruthless force in the world, but akutshintshanga abantu imbono yabo ukuthi sebediniwe ngombuso kaSmith. So utha abantu will not stop bona abantu ukuthi bekhone into abazifisayo, kodwa kuzabanika i-determination yokuthi beqhubekele besenza lokhu abafuna ukukwenza.
Kodwa nxa sikhangela ukuthi bona amapholisa labo abatshaya abantu bahlala labantu, nxa sebengena ebantwini bevela batshaya laphana, kuhamba njani khona?
Uzananzela ukuthi kona indlela esetshenziswayo ngamapolisa eZimbabwe ukuthi abantu abavele eHarare basebenza koBulawayo, abantu abasebenza koBulawayo bahlale eHarare. And ungananzela nabona laba i-support unit ngama-reaction group ngabantu abahlale ekhempu isikhathi esiningi, abantu abana-associate labantu isikhathi esiningi ngabantu nje abatshona bevalele ezindlini njengenyamazana bese bekhitshwa nxa sekulo muntu omele ethayo. So I think okunye i-orientation ukusinanzelela njalo ukuthi bakhohlwa ukuthi khona labo balabantwana balezihlobo iprize yokuthengisa inkwa ayinandaba kumbuli ipolisa kumbe awusopolisa. So kwesinye isikhathi mbona bani kusuke kube lobuthutha obuthize ngoba ilizwe lingalunga lizalungela wonke umuntu including ipolisa naleli kade selitshaya abantu. Yibo abantu abazabe sebesitshela ukuthi hhayi no sasithunywa ukuthi siyesebenza unganikwa i-order ye kodwa kula muntu okuthi umuthi hambe eshaya umuntu nxa especially nxa ungumuntu omdala lawo ozicabangelayo.
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ingcwethi kwezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Abenhlanganiso ye-National Transitional Justice Working Group of Zimbabwe sebekhuthaze uhulumende ukuthi alungisise umthetho wokukhumisana umlotha njalo aphe amandla kukhomishini ezasebenza phansi kwalomthetho ukuze ilizwe libe lokuthula kanye lokuthethelelana ngoba uZulu edabukile ngezehlakalo ezimbi ezenzakalayo okwamanje kanye lezenzakala kudala. Kubika unompumelelo moyo.
Bekhuluma lentatheli izindaba eBulawayo Press Club kunye lezakhamizi zaleli dolobho, abe National Transitional Justice Working Group Zimbabwe bathe bayathokoza ngoba uhulumende lamalunga edale ePhalamende bakhulumisana labo kakuhle kulokho okwaphuma kuhlelo lokudinga imibono kaZulu ngalo umthetho. Ilunga le-National Transitional Justice Working Group Zimbabwe, umfundisi Ray Motsi, uthi sebezaqala amalungiselelo okuya endaweni ezahlukumezwa kakhulu abantu ngabebutho ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe wegugurawundi.
Abantu esisebenza labo lenhlanganiso ezingeneyo lathi futhi esikhokhelayo siye khona ngale ebantwini sibahlomise sibafundise ukuthi khonokho esikukhuluma ngakho sithi i-transitional justice kutshoni, ukwenzela ukuthi nxa abanye abantu sebebuya bona bayabe sebangabantu abalolwazi ukuthi kuyini esikukhulumayo.
Elinye njalo ilunga le-National Transitional Justice Working Group Zimbabwe, umnumzana Paul Tembanyati uthi i-bill le liqakathekile ngoba ingafezwa kahle isizwe sizakhula sakheke kahle.
Imayelana lempilo zabantu, imayelana lokukhumisana umlotho elizweni leli, kwesula inyembezi zabantu abalahlekelwayo ngesikhathi segugurawunde, imayelana lobuhlungu obutholakalayo ikakhulu kulesi sabelo selizwe leMandebele. Ibhili liyana kulesifiso sokuphoba amanxeba.
Unkosikazi Sibusisiwe Moyo obona ngokuqhutshwa kwenhlelo kunhlanganiso ye-The Tree of Life ugcizelele ukwesaba kwabantu ethi lenkokheli zomdabu lazo zidonsa lugege ngalolu daba ngoba kungela mthetho obaqinisayo ekukhulumeni ngokukhumisana umlotha okwenza abantu abaphansi kwabo bafele ngaphakathi.
Kusasenzima ukuthi abantu baphumele phandle bakhulume ngegugrawundi. Ngendaba zokuthi abantu nxa bekhuluma ngegugrawundi isikhathi esiningi basuke kuthiwe basekela ibandla eliphikisa uhulumeni. Bayafisa ukukhuluma ngakho noma befisa kodwa kunzima. Ekugcineni bacina sebelandwa ngamapholisa sokuthiwa basekela ibandla elibusayo bayesaba ukubotshwa. Ziningi nje into abazisabayo.
Udaba lokukhumisana umlotha ngolunye lwezinto ezimqoka ezakhulunywa nguZulu ngesikhathi kulotshwa isisekelo sombuso. Kumalanga adlule, umsekeli kamongameli u-Emmerson Mnangagwa ukhuthaze uZulu ukuba ayebhalisa emahhofisini kahulumende izihlobo ezafa ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe ukuze zingcwatshwe kutsha kulandela ukubuzwa lilunga ledale lephalamende unkosikazi Priscilla Misi Hayirambu iMushonga esola ukwenza kukahulumende. Kwezinye indaba zalamhlanje, inhlanganiso yamakholwa esiKristu, eChristian Alliance, iyethule umbiko okhuthaza uhulumende ukuba akhuze amapholisa aqhubeka esephula ilungelo loluntu ngokuhlukuluza uZulu ngokumtshaya lapho etshengisela. Umqondisi weChristian Alliance, umfundisi uSensi Banda, uthi uZulu ulelungelo lokutshengisela kodwa ukubhula lokubotshwa kwabantu abatshengiselayo akulunganga.
Ukhanya ngani uvuthela umlilo okuthi abantu begcine besilwa kusiba lohlakelo. Njalo sifuna ukucela ukuthi iZimbabwe Human Rights Commission, le Ministry of Home Affairs, abenze umsebenzi wabo. IZimbabwe Human Rights Commission kayihlolisise lindaba ibophe ilethe abantu emthethwandaba laba abayenze lokho. Ministry of Home Affairs amapholisa kakhuze abantu babo njalo bebafundise ngoba siyabona ukuthi isisekelo samapholisa police charter isegcekeni ukuthi kumele bebambe njani abantu.
Kulezi insuku akusela langa eliphuma litshone kungela abantu abatshengiselayo besola lokhu lalokhiya. Osokubangele ukuba amapholisa ahlukuluze abatshengiselayo loba nje isisekelo sombuso sibavumela ukwenza njalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 meter wave, laku shortwave 4930, 6065, laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-imeyili kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Sokuqhamuke imibuzo eminingi ngempilakahle kamongameli Robert Mugabe ngemva kokuba ehluleke ukugcwalisa uhambo lwakhe lokuya kwele Ghana ngolwesithathu. Amaphephandaba kwele Ghana athi uMugabe umise uhambo lolo ngenxa yokungahlaliseki okukhona eZimbabwe. Lanxa uhulumende esithi uMugabe kasahambanga kwele Ghana ngoba ebanjwe ngokunye, abaningi bacabangela ukuthi engaba engezwa kuhle emzimbeni, kanti le mihlathi layo sibuzana amavuko nangu seleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisishiyagalolunye lambili. Sichume incwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga.
Okokuqala ukuthi sizibuze ukuthi kanti vele khona kuyisima kanjani ukuthi sesizithole sesilomuntu okuthiwa uyinkokheli ukusilizwe ethi nxa abantu bengahlala nje isukwana kumbe imzuzwana bengambonanga baqalisa ukubuzana ukuthi kanti umuntu lo angabe phila angabe ngani. Kutshengisela okuningi ngaye kusibikela ukuthi umuntu lo uvele yena umbuso wakhe uvele ulokhophe njalo abantu kabamfune embusweni. Yikho sikubonayo, mbona ngani indaba ekhona enkulu yikuthi abantu bakhathazekile ngokuthi uvele uqhubekelane lokho ebusa eseluphele kangakana yithi sisusa sendaba yonke le. Angabe ngahambanga ngoba elembabe bekotho but eqinisweni lakho khona ukuseluphele vele kungeyinye futhi yezinto okungavalanga sizikhohlwe phela umuntu lo seluphele 92 years so mnyaka yokudlala le usehambile lomuntu njalo eqinisweni umuntu le 92 years ngaye yafika eGhana ku-state visit njengoba nabe ehambile uyafike bela ama-functions amaningi okokwenza. Angiboni umuntu le 92 years ukuthi angakwanisa ukulimela ilanga lonke egijime siya lapha lalapha uyarevele esekhathele umzimba ususala.
Nxa engezwa kuhle emhlanga kuyini okwenza kanti uhulumende engaphumele egcekeni ukuze abamthandayo emgabe labo benelise ukumkhulekela ukuba naphile asile?
Eqinisweni abantu labo bayakwazi ukuthi umuntu wabo lo uvele uzulu wonke jikelele ukhathele ngaye njalo eqinisweni abantu abaningi bayakwazi ukuthi umuntu lo vele abantu abaningi bayafisa ukuthi nganje uyazidlela zihambele ngoba bambona njengosathane ohamba ngenyawo ezindini. Ngokunjalo yikho kwenza ukuthi uhulumende lo akwenze konke okwenzakalayo lokhu kungani kuba yi-state secret ukuthi kakukhulunywa ukuthi angabe ngezwa kuhle angabe phathekile ngoba bekwazi ukuthi nxa bengakwenza bengakukhuluma khona kodwa kuthabisa abantu abaningi kodwa eqinisweni vele umuntu lo efuna lo bengafuni useluphele njalo efuna lo bengafuni uzahamba.
Umnumzana Brilliant Mhlanga ucubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela ekwelebhilithane. Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ucuku lwamapholisa aluvezayo ngokubhaxabula abantu lapho betshengisela esikhathini esiningi. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Sizule ngomhlaba sikhangele ezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Uhlangothi lwe-United Nations olubona ngezeziphepheli luthi abeqembu labesimuslim abedlulisa amalawulo abalwisa kwele Nigeria abeBoko Haram sebebangele ukuhlukumezeka kwabantu kulelo lizwe ikakhulu endaweni ezingenyakatho kusiya ngempumalanga yelizwe. Intshantshu yemelika emdlalweni wokubhukutsha uRyan Lochte obesemncintiswaesweni yemidlalo yama-Olympics kwele Brazil namhla wethule umbiko wokuxolisa ngakwenze eseRio lapho aqambe khona amanga esithi yena labanye bakhe babanjwe inkunzi ngamasela abehlome ngombhobho. Kesizwe imbono eveza amazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Iziphathamandla zehofisi yomeli weMelika eVientiane labebutho le-US Pacific Command bahlangane ekuqaliseni kwalinyanga kancobakazi leziphathamandla zezomvikela kwele lawo eHonolulu emhlanganeni wesitshumelanye owe-11th Lao United States Bilateral Defense Dialogue. U-Brigadier General Kensani Nangshalas, umqondisi wezobudlelwane lamanye amazwe uBrigadier General Mark Gillette, umsekeli kamqondisi we-US PACOM, ngabanye babakade besemhlanganweni lo. Emazwini yakhe ukusungula umhlangano wa-ambassador Daniel Clune, uphathe ngokuqiniswa kokusebenzelana kwabebutho kumacele omabili eminyakeni edlule. Umanyano we-bilateral defense dialogue ngokucebisana phakathi kohlangothi lwezomvikela kwele lawo lenhlanganiso yeMelika eye-US Pacific Command. Ukuze kuqiniswe ubudlelwane lokusebenzelana kwamacelo omabili, kudingwa lendlela lenhlelo zokuthuthukisa ezombutho. Iningi zendaba eziphathwe kulomhlangano ngezigoqela imfundiso yebutho, ukuphathisa uzulu lapho kwenzakele ingozi zemvelo, imfundiso yabakubutho ubungcitshi emisebenzini ehlukeneyo ngokubavulela amathuba ukuza eMelika ukuzofunda lokhu lokusekela ngemali imihlangano yemfundiso. EleMelika lisithi liyaziqhenya ngobudlelwano obuhle obukhona hatshi phakathi kweMelika lelelawo kuphela kodwa lasemhlubulweni wonke nje we-Asia Pacific region.
Veli lalele utaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Iti waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday.
Ku waza Friday namuhla silomculi kaMasikandi otabuka enkayi uOmega Mkhololi Mkhosi Ndlovu yena osanda kwethula idlalate lakhe elitsha.
Ebu uhle qoke ekhaya yimi uBenedict Mhlapo ngila eMzansi kulika Zuma ngisithi woza Friday. Ngena ekhaya lalensizwe yasenkaya ezidulini uMkhosi Ndlovu leqembu lakhe likaMasikandi alibiza umkhosi besithi kwangenza ukufana. Ngiyakuzwa sizwe ndala wachaya umazivelela nje ukhala ngokufa kufe bani kwenze njani.
Ingoma leyi ikhuluma ngokushona kwabazali bami bangishonela kabuhlungu ngesikhathi esifanayo ubaba nomama. So ngangicabanga ngibhala le ngoma ngicabanga ukuthi ngabe bakhona ngabe babona ukuthi ngiyenzani emhlabeni njengoba bengabantu abangizalayo ngabe mhlawumbe bajabule.
Kule ndlalade ke lakho uhle ngakukhulula ingoma ezilithumi lambili uzithethephi zonke lezi.
Engiculayo okunye nguthatha nge-life experience, into engizibonayo nje ngendlela lapho engihamba khona, thola ukuthi ngiphila lapho. Enye ingoma uyathola ukuthi ebusuku nje uyayiphupha, uvuka uphuphe nje amagama aya amaningi, amabili amathathu obusuyenza wena ibe ingoma.
Ikhona lapha ke othi khona usibali. Lapha ke kusitshele uzama ukuthini kahle kahle.
Lethu sibale ikhuluma ngokuthi njengoba udadewethu behamba besiya emendweni thole ukuthi akahlalanga kahle, indoda yamhlukumeza yamshaya ngapha kaziwa kalobolanga lo muntu kodwa uyamhlukumeza. Ezinye izinto ukuthi singabaculi sizibona zisenzeka sivele sibona ingoma kodwa siyabe sibhala kwesinye isikhathi thole ukuthi sizobuhlungu ngayo leyo.
Engomeni zakho uthinta zonke izika zempilo, uhaya izinduna, uphathe zothando, ungene kubona obhutshuzwayo. Kanti uzwakala njalo usuphikisana lobuthakathi. Akukhona yini wena ukuthi bakhona abakhunkulayo?
Akungathwa abantu bonke nxa sefile kuthiwe uloyiwe noma uthakathiwe. Akube nje into ukuthi nje uNkulunkulu maye engathanda ukuthi ufe ngeke ufe, maye thanda isikhathi sakho sifikile ngoba umuntu vele uzalwa usuku lakhe lokufa lubekiwe uNkulunkulu ngoba nguye umdali wena.
Noma nje kuvamile ukuthi abacula abafundanga umkhosi uyemba phansi sithi ikusasa lonke leme emfundweni. Nanti ke idlalade lakho leli kwangenza ukufa. Uthini ke kubalale njengoba lingena nje ngesikhathi imidumo yemzini uhip hop labo jazz sekuyibo asebahlile lizweni.
Iningi lethu sikhule ngomculo wemzini. Sikhule nje silalela umusic okuboleka komakhelwane. Engufisa kakhulu ukuthi sivuselele ubundebele bethu nesiko lethu. Besisapote futhi abafowethu ngale nto esiyenzayo ngoba asizenzeli thina sodwa kodwa
nga ngicula so umuntu esizwe ukuthi hayi ingoma le iculwa umuntu wakithi kuyajabulisa kakhulu
umkhosi leqembu lakhe le umkhosi baphuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi sihlolelwe ngemihlobo yemihlolo ezilingo zalomhlaba
Suka bo balala ingoma yemnandi ke ngo Omega mkhololi mkhosi Ndlovu uMasikandi umfana wenkayi bazalazo abafana bekhaya thokazi kwanelokho lamhlanje olivalelisayo ngentungamili inkomo lilala.